Welcome to Heart of the Home. I'm Claire Cameron. Overwhelmed mums and women sick of just getting through your days, join me for adventures in decluttering, organising and simplifying our lives with a little woo and a lot of love. Are you ready? Hello and welcome to another episode of From the Heart of the Home. This is the third episode in the three-part video series. Now, no, I'm not losing my mind. I know this is the podcast, but this is the third podcast episode that I'm sharing that is the audio recording of a video series that I've been sharing on Facebook and on the website. So, again, when I refer to video, pretend I'm saying podcast, and I'll pop all the links in the comments. And again, I'll hand it over to myself. Hi, I'm Claire from Claire K Creations, where I teach overwhelmed mums to declutter, simplify, and organize their lives so that they can stop just getting through their days and start enjoying them. This is the third video in a three-part series where my vision for you is to get through to the end of the series and start to feel differently about your kitchen. Start to feel confident that you can be in control of it and not feel so overwhelmed and dread having to cook dinner for your family or any meal for your family. For you to feel like you got this. There's light at the end of the tunnel. You don't have to always feel as though your kitchen is absolute chaos. In the first video, I told a bit of a story about how when I first discovered my chaos, I'm going to say discovered because I didn't actually see it. It was after the birth of my second child. Things were chaos. The whole house was chaos, and I think I'd kind of put my blinkers on. And it was when I saw the chaos that I started to organize. But it didn't work. It worked for a little while, but the organization and the calm, it didn't stick around. And that was because I was missing the steps before it, which were decluttering and simplifying. In the second video, I talked about how I simplify my ingredients, simplify what I have on hand all the time in my kitchen so that I can easily whip up healthy, delicious, quick meals. I have two kids under four. I don't have time to be messing around with fancy recipes and fancy ingredients. So in that video, I shared 12 ingredients that I always have on hand that can make 11 different dinners. And there was a free ebook included in that. So if you haven't already got that, you can go to clairekcreations.com/12ingredients to grab your free ebook and check out video number two. So I know at the end of that, you were probably thinking, okay, I can see how this would work for dinner. I'm going to give it a go. But what about the rest of the meals? What about the rest of the kitchen? What do I need to have on hand all the time? How do I keep it clean? How do I meal plan? Am I right? And I had all of those questions as well. So in this video, I'm going to give you a bit of a starting point for decluttering and tell you how I do it so that it's not completely overwhelming. So when you're just starting out with decluttering, the first thought is, oh my God, where do I start? Especially if the chaos is all around you, like it was when I came out of the baby fog. And my advice to you is to just pick one small space and start. Pick one drawer. The cutlery drawer? That's the cutlery drawer in every house, isn't it? Pick one drawer, start there. Pick one cupboard and start there. If you really want to make it easy for you, pick the simplest thing. I have a podcast episode where I teach exactly how to declutter your teacups. Seems simple and a little bit ridiculous, but it's the little things that all add up to the big change. And what do we want? We want a calm, happy space where we can cook for our family, where we have our supplies on hand all the time, so that we can just whip up a meal quickly. We're not running to the shops at the last minute all the time. We're able to create a meal plan and stick to it. The kitchen is relatively clean and organized all the time. And we feel in control. But the other thing that I find makes a massive difference to my life in the kitchen is having a bit of a system for how everything works. Because it's great to get it all organized and decluttered and simplified, but what about maintaining it? That is why I created the Household Revolution in the Kitchen. When I came out of this baby fog, I found myself with pretty bad anxiety. And one of the biggest worries of mine was what would happen, how would the household survive if I wasn't there? I'm not talking worst case scenario, I'm talking like sick with the flu or away for a weekend. So it's a little bit embarrassing, and I used to be really embarrassed about this, but I created a manual for how to run my household, the whole household, and I broke it down. And in the kitchen, I literally had meal plans. When we meal plan, what we buy, a master shopping list, what to stock the kitchen with, when to clean what on like specific, like what days, exactly how to keep the kitchen running so that the family is fed, so that we don't run out of items, so that food doesn't go off all the time, so that the kitchen is clean, and so that anyone can step in and pick up that manual and know exactly what to do. Now, I didn't tell anybody about this for a good 18 months because I was really embarrassed. I thought that was really anal and I didn't want anyone to know about it. But about 6 months ago, I admitted it to some friends, and instead of them laughing at me, which I thought they would, although you know, they're my friends, so maybe they wouldn't have laughed at me, but they all asked for a copy. It was then that I realized that maybe this would really help people. So that's what I have created. The Household Revolution in the Kitchen manual covers how to run your kitchen day by day, week by week, month by month, so that anybody can come in and do it. But not only that, I've started right back at the decluttering and simplifying stage to help you to get your kitchen under control. And then the manual part comes in to maintain that awesome kitchen that you have set up. I've outlined how to stock your pantry, what to stock it with, how to simplify your ingredients and your equipment and your tools. Because everyone knows you have to have the tools of the trade, but I'm simplifying stuff. I'm all about simple. Because my vision, my grand vision, is for mums to not feel so overwhelmed. This feeding our family thing, it doesn't have to be such a huge stress. And it doesn't have to be only our responsibility. I want you to think for a minute what it would feel like to every afternoon get to cooking dinner time and not have to run out to the shops. To know that your kitchen is well stocked with basic ingredients and you've got a good supply of recipes that you can create using those basic ingredients. Your kitchen is pretty clean all the time. When you open the pantry, you don't have to dig around to find things because you know what you've got. You're not constantly bringing home multiple items to go and put them away and find that you've already got multiple versions of those because you've got your master list. You're all set up. It's not difficult anymore. You've got a meal plan and you actually stick to it. Not only that, you stick to the actual meal planning. It's not something that you have to think so much about anymore. feeding your family is easy, and the kitchen is a place that brings you joy instead of dread. The Household Revolution in the Kitchen manual is available from March 22nd at 10 a.m. You can read more or purchase your copy at www.clairekcreations.com/kitchenrevolution. I cannot wait to help you. Thanks for listening to From the Heart of the Home. If you are a mum who is sick of the overwhelm and ready to ditch it, then I would love to have you in the From the Heart of the Home free Facebook group. To join, go to clairekcreations.com/Facebook group. And I look forward to seeing you there. And if you enjoy this podcast, then I would love for you to share it with your mum friends. See you next time.